请弟兄姊妹读罗马书第一章。
Brother and sister, shall we read Romans chapter 1?
罗马书第一章，我们先读第一节。
Romans chapter 1, we will read verse 1.
罗马书
Romans,
第一章第一节。
Verse 1 of the chapter 1.
请我们先用中文来读。
We will read it in Chinese first.
请
Together,
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Paul, a bound servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
第五节
Verse 5.
我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Verse 5. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name.
请翻到第十五章。
Chapter 15.
我们要读第十六节。
We will read verse 16.
罗马书第十五章第十六节。
Romans 15, verse 16.
15节后面保罗说神给他恩惠。
At the end of the verse 15, Paul says that God has given him grace.
我们读第16节。
And then now we read verse 16.
使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人，因着圣灵成为圣洁。
That I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest, the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
翻回来到十二章，我们读第一节、第二节。
Let's now turn to chapter 12, and we will read verse 1 and verse 2.
第十二章，第一节、第二节。
Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
这是我们都熟悉的圣经，我们一同开声来读。
This verse is very familiar to most of us, and let's read it all together.
请，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们圣经就读这么多。
This is our scripture reading.
请我们再有一点简短的祷告。
Again, let's have a further word of simple prayers.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord, we really thank you.
在你的爱中召集我们来度过这一个周末。
That in your love you had led us through all this weekend.
让我们一同来到你的面前，领受你自己荣耀的话语。
So that we could all come together in your presence to receive your glorious word.
我们谢谢主已经说过的话。
We thank you for the words that you have spoken.
求圣灵保守这些话落在好土里。
May the Holy Spirit keep all these words so that they could fall into good soil.
就结实30倍、60倍、100倍。
So that they could bring crops 30, 60, or even 100-fold.
早晨我们来到聚会最后的两堂。
Lord, we have come to the last two sessions of this morning.
我们仍然恭敬地等候在主的面前。
Again, reverently, we wait before you.
我们恭敬地说，主，请你说，你仆人们一同静听。
In reverence we say, Lord, speak, thy servant hear.
恳求圣灵运行在我们的当中。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will move in our midst.
把我们都再一次带到高处。
Once again, bring us to the higher plane.
求主使你要说的话放在人的心中能够发光。
So that the word you want to speak to us will shine in us.
使我们里面能够明亮。
So that it will give light to our inner selves.
面对面能见到我们的主。
Then face to face we could see our Lord.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地交在主的手里。
With reverence, we just commit the following time into our Lord's hand.
求主在会中得着你当得的荣耀。
Lord, receive the glory that's due to you in this assembly.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，我们来到聚会的最后半天。
We thank the Lord that we have come to the very last half day of the whole conference.
我个人特别要在此地谢谢大会的安排。
I personally would like to extend my appreciation to all the conference.
让我有这个机会跟弟兄姊妹们一同配搭来服侍。
That you have made such an arrangement that I could come to you to work together with the brothers and sisters.
我要谢谢好多弟兄姊妹们对我的照顾。
We thank you for all the caring given to me by different brothers and sisters.
也谢谢每一位弟兄姊妹的带导。
And I especially thank for every brother and sister who has been praying for me.
使我们一堂一堂能够维持下去。
So we would continue one session to next session.
我这一堂的聚会，求各位也继续的在里面为我们祷告。
So again, I would like to ask you to continue to pray for me in this session.
让我们说的、翻译的、听的都同受一灵所感。
So he who speaks, she who translates, and also he or she who listens will be moved by the same spirit.
让我们听到的不是一些的道理。
So that what we hear is not simply some kind of teaching.
让我摸着的不是一些的字句。
So what we touch is not simply words.
真的透过这些我们能够更明白主他自己的事。
We just hope that through all these sharings that we could come to know the things of our God.
你借着我们这样的聚集和交通我们能够碰到我们的主。
Through our sharing, through our gathering that we could really touch our Lord.
我们这一次从罗马书第一章有一些的交通。
This time we have been sharing on Romans chapter 1.
我们说过罗马书是一本解释福音的书。
I mentioned that the book of Romans is a book of explaining of the gospel of God.
第一天我们说到这福音就是论到他的儿子耶稣基督。
In day one, we mentioned that this gospel of God concerns His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们也说到这福音本是神的大能。
We also mentioned that this gospel is the power of God.
第三天我们说到这福音显明神的义。
On day three, we mentioned that this gospel reveals God's righteousness.
今天我们要说明我们人人得着福音的好处。
Today, we want to share on all the good profits that we received from this gospel of God.
神在圣灵中就呼召我们人人成为福音的祭司。
God in His Holy Spirit has called all of us to become priests of His gospel.
我们说福音关键在于我们人人要相信。
Now the very critical point for us is to believe in this gospel.
让我们相信接受这位耶稣基督进到我们的心里。
When we believe and receive this Jesus Christ into our hearts,
神就把赦罪的平安赐给我们。
God has given to us this peace of sins being forgiven.
因着我们的相信他称我们为义人。
And because of our believing that he has justified us.
因着耶稣的血免去神的愤怒。
By Jesus' blood, we have avoided the wrath of God.
让我们得救了。
So we are saved.
让我们因着耶稣的复活得着生命了。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, we now received his life.
让我们与神相合，而且也以神为乐。
So now we are reconciled to God, and even more we rejoice in God.
但是神现在得着我们这一般人。
Now God has gained a group of people like us.
他在我们身上有一个心意。
But he does have this will in us.
就是让我们成为他手上一个可用的人。
That is, we should become useful vessels in his hand.
救恩是白白得着的。
Salvation is freely given.
得着了这福音之后，
after you receive the gospel,
神不是让我们在地上就晃荡晃荡，
God does not want us to just meddle through on earth,
不是让我们就坐在摇椅里面摇摇摇摇，
and not willing us just to sit in a rocking chair,
一直到那一天摇到天上去，
all the way rocking yourself to heaven,
神盼我们得救的人，
God wants all of us who have been saved
在神的面前有用，
to be useful before Him.
那么用罗马书的说法，
according to the saying in Romans,
就叫我们去还债，
that is, we should clear our debt.
让我们首先还神的荣耀债，这是第三章。
In chapter 3 that we read that we have to pay off all this glorious debt.
第十三章叫我们还弟兄的爱心债。
And in chapter 13, he mentioned that we have to pay off this debt of love.
第十五章讲到我们要对传道的人还这个养生的债。
And in chapter 15, we also says that we need to pay off the debt to all those who are ruling over us.
保罗在第一章里面又特别说，对所有的人去还福音的债。
And especially in chapter 1, Paul says, we need to pay off this debt to all the people of this gospel of God.
所以保罗说他是特派传神的福音。
Therefore, Paul says that he is separated for the gospel of God.
神让他处处去还债。
God sent him to all over the place to clear the debt.
他说像希利利人，像话外人，像聪明人，像愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
He says, I am a debtor both to Greeks, to barbarians, both to wise and unwise.
神呼召我们，让我们做一个在他手上有用的器皿。
God has called us to become the useful vessels in his hand.
我们信了耶稣，因相信而得着这福音的好处。
We have believed in Jesus, and by faith we have received all the good profits of the gospel.
他称我们为义。
And he has called us righteous men.
是我们生命，让我们成为神的儿女。
He has given us this life so we become children of God.
让我们蒙神所爱。
So we are beloved of God.
也常常蒙神的恩典。
We are also receiving God's grace constantly.
也常坐在他的脚前聆听受教。
And we often sit at the foot of our Lord and listening to his word.
好像玛利亚一样坐在主的脚前得着那上好的福分。
Just as Mary sitting at the foot of the Lord Jesus receiving the very best part.
主也常常将父的事对我们说明。
And the Lord often made known to us the matters of the Godfather.
这样他称我们为朋友，与我们面对面来说话。
Therefore he calls us his friends and speaks to us face to face.
弟兄姊妹，看见我们得救了之后，福音的好处就这样临到我们。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that after we believe in Jesus Christ, and all the prophets of the gospel just comes to us like this?
现在神呼召我们来做福音的祭司。
Now God has called us to be the priests of the gospel of God.
在生命里面，我们有儿女的享受。
In our life, we have the enjoyment of all as children of God.
因为这一位基督已经进到我们的里头。
Because this Christ has now entered into us.
现在他说，你们好好活在我的面前，让这位基督流露出来。
Now he says, live rightly in my presence so this Christ could overflow from you.
那么用罗马书的说法，就是成为一个有用的人，为主做见证，成为福音的祭司。
In Romans statement, that is, we should become useful, live rightly for the Lord, being the priest of the gospel of God.
启示录第一章也这样说。
Even in Revelation chapter 1,
诚信真实做见证的耶稣基督。
The faithful witness Jesus Christ.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
He loved us and he has washed us from our sins in his blood.
又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。
To make us a kingdom, the priest to the Father.
所以我们得着赦罪，下面我们就成为国民，成为祭司。
So now first we receive the forgiveness of sins, and next we become a priest, and then a kingdom, and then priest.
彼得前书第二章也这样说。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 we read,
我们今天是被拣选的族类。
We are chosen race.
是特选的子民。
We are a special people for God's possession.
圣洁的国度，是君尊的祭司。
Holy nations and royal priesthood.
所以我们的弟兄昨天说到了。
So our brother last night mentioned,
在以前的世代，神呼召一般人，就是利未人，特别来服侍他。
In the previous generation, God had called a special group of people, that's the Levites, to serve Him.
今天他也呼召。
Likewise, today He's calling.
就呼召我们每一个得着生命的人来服侍他。
Calling each one of us who has received His life to serve Him.
所以保罗在罗马书一开始就这样说。
Therefore, Paul, in the very beginning of Romans, states,
他说我是耶稣基督的仆人。
I am a bond servant of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见保罗是一个服侍神的人。
So we see Paul is the one who serves God.
他明白神救了他。
He understands that God has saved him.
他马上就说主啊我当做什么。
Right away he says, Lord, what should I do?
他承认耶稣是他的主。
He confesses that Jesus as his Lord.
他知道他是耶稣基督的仆人。
He knows that he is a servant of God.
但是下面他继续说。
Next, he continues to say,
他是奉召做使徒的人。
He's the one called to be an apostle.
所以我们看见神这一个呼召。
So we see the calling from God.
他这一个旨意要我们人人来服侍他做福音的祭司。
His will is for us to serve him, everyone, to become the priest of the gospel of God.
至少有三层的呼召。
At least there are three levels of calling here.
第一是一个一般性的呼召。
First is the general calling.
第二个是特别的呼召。
Second is a special calling.
第三是一个特定的呼召。
Third is a specific calling.
那我们再说明一下。
Let's explain this.
第一个保罗说他们呼召成为耶稣基督的仆人。
First, Paul says that he is called to be the bondservant of Jesus Christ.
我们说这是一个一般的呼召。
And we call this a general calling.
就是说人人都是耶稣基督的仆人。
That is, everyone is a bondservant of Jesus Christ.
当我们得着耶稣基督成为我们的生命。
After we have received Jesus Christ as our life.
根据这个生命，神就来呼召我们每一个人。
According to this life, God has called each one of us.
让我们人人都来服侍他。
So,Everyone should serve him.
但是有第二层的呼召。
However, we have a second level of calling here.
就是保罗他蒙召成了一个使徒。
That is, Paul is called to be an apostle.
他说我们蒙神的恩惠或者恩典得着使徒的职分。
Paul says that he has received grace and apostleship for, as apostles.
是说到我们每一个人也都有一个特别的呼召。
It tells us that each one of us would have this special calling.
当然我们多数的人都不会蒙召成为使徒。
Although most of us will not be called to become apostles.
我们的呼召，特别的呼召，也许是做一个教师。
Our special calling could be a teacher.
也许是做一个祷告的人
or an intercessor.
也许是做一个探望的人
or maybe one who visits.
也许说一个安慰别人的人
or maybe one who comforts
也许是在事物上来服侍神
maybe you will be ministering to God in things
也许是做一点文字的工作
maybe you work in some literature
也许是用我们音乐的恩赐来服侍主
or maybe you have this musical gift that you could serve God
在各个不同的岗位上来为主做见证
in every different spot you will serve your God
不是根据我们天然的才能
it's not according to our natural talent
乃是根据属圣灵所赐属灵的恩赐
But according to the spiritual gifts given by the Holy Spirit
在这恩赐上神发展我们让我们得着职分成为神的仆人
In this gift God will work in us so that we will become his servants to become the minister of the gospel of God
所以一个一般性的呼召是人人都成为耶稣基督的仆人
So the general calling is for everyone to become bond servants of Jesus Christ.
特别的呼召让我们个人在个人不同的岗位上发挥在基督身体上的功用。
The special calling enables us to stand in wherever God has allowed you to fully bring into effect your gifts.
因着神的恩典让我们得着我们的职分。
And because of God's grace, he has given us this office.
好像保罗成了使徒一样
Just as Paul has become an apostle
我们成为我们个人当有的那个职位
And we just hold on to the place that God has given to us
但在保罗身上还有一个特定的职呼召
However, in Paul there is a specific calling
就是他做使徒做什么样的使徒呢
That is what kind of apostle he is
他是做外邦人的使徒。
He is apostle to the Gentiles.
好像彼得做了受割礼的人的使徒一样。
Just as Peter is apostle among the circumcision.
神特别差遣保罗去外邦人中间传神的福音。
God especially sent Paul into the Gentiles to preach his gospel.
这是神对保罗那一个特定的呼召。
Therefore, this is the specific calling God has for Paul.
所以在十五章里面，保罗这样说。
Therefore, in chapter 15, we read.
我受了神的恩典。
I have received the grace from God.
使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役。
To be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles.
做神福音的祭司。
Ministering as a priest the gospel of God.
那么弟兄姊妹，在我们的身上也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same principle in all of us.
神呼召我们做他的仆人。
God first calls us to be His bondservant.
比如说，有一个特别的呼召，要我们做他的教师。
Then maybe a special calling to be His teacher.
那么至于你应该教成人呢，还是教青年人呢，还是教儿童呢？
But whether you should teach adults, young men or children,
那是你特定的呼召。
That would be your specific calling.
那么神在我们身上有这样的一个旨意。
God has this will in us.
我们怎么能够明白呢？
Then how can we understand it?
我们常常在弟兄姊妹中间就发觉一个问题，就是这样。
Often we find this problem among all the brothers and sisters.
就是说我们不能够明白神这样的旨意。
That is, we do not under His will like this.
我不知道我应当做什么，我们像保罗一样说，主啊，我当做什么呢？
That is, we do not know what we should do, so we should be like Paul saying to the Lord, Lord, what should I do?
我怎么样做我这个福音的祭司呢？
How can I carry out this priesthood of the gospel of God?
保罗知道将外邦人献上成为圣洁蒙神的悦纳。
Paul knows that he needs to offer the Gentiles sanctified in Holy Spirit acceptable to God.
若是我们能够明白，
If we can understand this,
我们可以将我们的文字献给神。
Then we could offer him the words that we've been writing.
我们将我们教的儿童献给神。
Or the children's ministry to him.
使他们成为圣洁蒙神的悦纳。
So,He who reads our words or he who is being taught by us will become sanctified, acceptable to God.
在我们的代祷里面把弟兄姊妹带到神的面前。
Or in our intercession, we bring brothers and sisters before God.
使他们成为圣洁蒙神的悦纳。
So that they are sanctified, acceptable to God.
所以我们就发觉说我们这个做福音的祭司的人。
So we realize all of us who are the priests of the gospel of God
要能够明白神的旨意
need to understand the will of God.
我们要知道这三神的呼召在我们身上怎么样应用。
We need to know how to apply these three levels of calling in us.
我们首先应当做一件事情。
The very first thing we need to do is
我们做福音的祭司要献这第一个祭。
As the priests of the gospel of God, we need to offer sacrifice.
就是把我们自己献给主。
That is to offer ourselves to the Lord.
你看见在圣经里头。
Now in the scriptures.
整个旧约给我们看见的记录就是人向神献祭。
In the Old Testament, we could see all the records of man offering sacrifice to God.
亚伯献羔羊。
Abel offered the lamb.
挪亚从方舟出来，他献祭。
After Noah came out of the ark, he also also offered the sacrifice, and in heaven you see the rainbow.
亚伯拉罕献他的儿子以撒。
Abraham offered his son Isaac.
约西别献上摩西。
Jochebed offered her son Moses.
哈拉献上撒母耳。
And Hannah offered her son.
就是在新约里面，彼得也献上他的渔网和他的小船。
Even in New Testament, Peter offered his little boat and all his work.
这样完全的来跟随了主。
In this way, he followed the Lord.
我们的主他自己出来。
Our Lord, even when he came out into his ministry,
开始他公开的执事。
Starting his public ministry,
我们看见他也是一个完全奉献自己的人。
He is also the one who totally offered himself to God.
圣经说他约三十岁的时候。
The Bible teaches that when Jesus was about 30 years old,
来到约旦河要受约翰施洗约翰的洗。
He came to the Jordan to be baptized by John.
约翰说我当受你的洗，你来上我受接受我的洗吗？
John said, I should be baptized by you, but you come to me to be baptized.
因为施洗约翰的洗是悔改的洗礼。
Because the baptism of John is the baptism of repentance.
主耶稣说，我们且尽诸般的义。
Our Lord Jesus says, it's fitting to fulfill all the righteousness.
所以他就受了施洗约翰的洗。
Therefore, he's baptized by John.
也就是说，他情愿公开的宣告。
That should say that our Lord Jesus is willing to proclaim publicly.
遵从天父的旨意。
To obey the Father's will.
来到这个世上，道成肉身。
To become in the flesh to this world.
他没有罪，他不需要悔改。
He had no sin, he needed not to repent.
但是他愿意站在罪人的地位上。
But he was willing to stand in the place of sinners.
为了来成就那救赎的工作。
In order to fulfill the redemptive work.
他这样将他自己奉献给天父。
He offered himself in such a manner to the Heavenly Father.
当他从水里出来。
When he rose out from the water,
天就为他开了。
The heavens were open for him.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And a voice came out from heaven saying, This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
到了他地上执事的末了。
At the end of our Lord's earthly ministry,
我们的主来到客西马利园。
Our Lord came to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他心里面是何等的难过。
How grieving our Lord was.
因为十字架的阴影重重地加在他的身上。
Because the shadow of the cross has now been imposed upon him.
所以他向父这样祷告。
Therefore he prayed to the Father in this way.
父啊，若是可以，求你把这苦杯为我除去。
Father, if it's possible, remove this cup of bitterness.
但是下面他接着说。
And then he continues to say.
但是不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
But not by my will, but as you will.
所以他将他自己完全的奉献交在父神的手里。
Therefore, completely he offered himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们得着了福音的好处。
Brother and sister, we now have received a good prophecy of this gospel.
神呼召我们做福音的祭司。
So he has called us to be the priests of the gospel.
我们心里面被他的爱所激励。
In our hearts, we are so compelled by his love.
就让我们把自己奉献给他。
Let us all offer ourselves to him.
好像出埃及记二十一章里面记载的那一个奴仆。
Just as in Exodus 21, it records a slave.
到了时间满足的时候，这个奴仆可以自由离去的。
At the completion of the time, the slave is free to go anywhere.
他可以做一个自由的人。
He could become a free man.
但是他说，我爱我的主人和他的家。
But he said, I love my master and his house.
所以就跟他的主人到审判官那里。
Therefore, he went with his master to the judge.
他们办一个手续。
And they finished a certain procedure.
他就因为爱的缘故，终身服侍他的仆人。
And for the sake of love, he is willing to serve his master all his life.
神让我们这些人也这样终身在爱中来服侍他。
God also desires all of us to serve him in love all our lives.
那我们怎么走这个爱的仆人的第一步呢？
Now, how could we step out as a love of a slave of our Lord?
做福音的祭司呢，第一个祭就是献上身体当作活祭。
Therefore, the very first sacrifice as the priest of the gospel is to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
这是罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节教导我们的功课。
And this is a lesson taught in Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
我们明白，我们相信，我们得救。
We understand, we believe, and we are saved.
接着，保罗告诉我们说，我们要活出这一位基督来。
Next, Paul teaches that we need to work out this living Christ.
接着，第一件事情就告诉我们，献上活祭到神的面前。
Therefore, the first thing to do is present yourself as a living sacrifice.
所以今天早晨用剩下的时间我们交通一下这两节的圣经。
Therefore, in the remaining of this morning, we would like to share on these two verses.
那说到这个奉献这件事情。
We will be talking about the matter of consecration.
作为一个福音的祭司，你献第一个祭就是献上自己的身体为活祭。
As a priest of the gospel of God, the very first thing that you have to present is present your body as a living sacrifice.
我们每听到讲台讲奉献两个字，我们心里面就有点发抖。
And every time when we hear the preaching about consecration, then our hearts just become skittish.
我们想到的就是我的支票本和外面的奉献箱。
We right away think of my checkbook and the offertory chest outside.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣经里面是有的，但是这不是神所说的。
Brothers and sisters, yes, all these things are recorded in the Bible, but this is not what the verses are saying here.
我年幼的时候没想到奉献，就想到神要送我到西非洲哪一个部落里面去。
When I was young, whenever I heard of this matter of offering yourself, I thought maybe God wanted to send me to some African tribe.
或者送到南太平洋的一个小岛上去跟那些土人住在一起。
Or maybe he would send me to a certain small island in the South Pacific Ocean to live with all the natives.
弟兄姊妹，这样的事情是有的。
Brother and sister, yes, things like this do happen.
但这不是这里所说奉献的意思。
But however, this is what it means here by presenting.
那么这个奉献是什么呢？
Now what is this presenting here?
我们要从七方面来思想一下。
We would like to consider this on seven points.
我们的电脑跑掉了。
Where is the projector?
所以我们的幻灯片打不出来。
So therefore, we won't be able to see all the charts.
所以请弟兄姊妹们听的时候，凭自己的听力好好的做笔记。
Therefore, you have to take notes simply by hearing.
第一个，我们要说到奉献的基础。
First, we would like to talk about the very foundation of the offering.
就是罗马书十二章的第一节所说的。
That's what's said in 12:1.
我们说，所以弟兄们。
Therefore, brethren.
我们中国人都知道这个所以前面就有一个因为。
For Chinese, when we read therefore, we always know there is because before that.
前面的这个因为是什么呢？
And what is that because
before? 就是保罗从第一章一直说下来到第十一章所说的话。
And that's all what Paul had said from chapter 1 to 11.
他告诉我们人是这样犯罪和败落。
He has told us man is so corrupt, has sinned.
要面对神的审判。
Had to face the judgment of God.
但是因着神的恩典。
But because of the grace of God.
让我们在耶稣基督里面得蒙救赎。
So in Christ Jesus we are redeemed.
所以第四章叫人要去相信。
Therefore in chapter 4 he tells people to believe.
他说因信第五章我们就与神和好。
And in chapter 5, by faith we are reconciled to God.
进入恩典。
Into the grace.
所以到第六章说人就要去受浸。
In chapter 6, men need to be baptized.
把我们的肢体献为义的器具来奉献给神。
Present the members of your body as instruments of righteousness to God.
到了七章他说我们这些弟兄们在律法之下受肉体的捆绑。
In chapter 7, he says, all of us under the law are bound by it.
像保罗一样说我真是苦啊谁能救我脱离这必死的身体呢？
So we're just like Paul saying, wretched am I, who is able to deliver me from this body of death.
所以第八章就把我们带进那个生命圣灵的律里面。
And in chapter 8, he brings us into the law of the spirit of life.
让我们随从圣灵，体贴圣灵。
So that we will be mindful of the Holy Spirit and follow him.
就能够有生命和平安。
Therefore, we would have peace and life.
而且让我们成为神的后嗣。
So that we become heirs of God.
与基督一同为后嗣。
Co-heirs with Jesus Christ.
准备一同受苦，也一同得荣耀。
Together we suffer, and together we will be glorified.
保罗把这全备的福音给我们说明。
Paul has made it explicit the full salvation.
那我们应相信得着这福音的好处。
So once we believe, we receive all the good prophets of this gospel.
因为这样。
And because of this,
现在他说，所以弟兄们。
Therefore, brethren.
所以这是我们奉献的基础。
And this is the foundation of our consecration.
不是因为我们有什么好处。
It's not because we are any good.
不是因为我这个人聪明能干。
Not because I'm talented, I'm smart.
不是因为我这个人特别爱神多一点。
Not because I love God more.
完全是因为神在基督耶稣里为我已经做成的。
Solely because of the work that has accomplished in Christ Jesus.
他付了重价将我买赎回来。
We are bought at a price.
现在我是他的奴仆。
Now I'm his slave.
他在我身上有绝对的主权。
And he has the complete sovereignty in me.
所以弟兄们了解。
Therefore, brethren.
所以这是奉献的基础。
So this is the foundation of our consecration.
好像说这一本书。
Just as this book.
原来是在书店里面。
Originally, it's been placed in a bookstore.
我到了书店里头。
So I went to the bookstore.
付了一个很高的价钱。
I paid a high price.
把它买回来属于我。
So I bought it. Now it belongs to me.
现在这一本书就属于我，我可以任意而为。
This book belongs to me now, so I can do whatever I want.
我可以来聚会把它带来。
I can bring it with me when I come to the meeting.
我可以把它留在家里，放在抽屉里面。
Or I could leave it in my house in a drawer.
那请问弟兄姊妹们。
Let me ask you this, brothers and sisters.
这本书能不能发怨言呢？
Can this Bible make any complaint?
他可不可以说这一次聚会你为什么不带我去啊？
And could he say, well, why don't you bring me alone to this meeting?
你看我很值钱，我是皮面，我是金边的。
Now before I have the book has a letter. It's letter bound with the gold rim.
我把它放在抽屉里面。
And I put it in a drawer.
他可不可以发怨言呢？
Can it make any complaint at all?
可不可以说我不喜欢在这个抽屉里的，我要放在书架上让人看我是皮面金边呢？
Can it say that I don't like to be left at home? I want to be placed somewhere so people could see that I'm leather bound with the gold ring.
我们知道他没有这样的权利。
You know, it doesn't have this right.
主权在我的手上。
Because I have all the autonomy.
主用重价买赎了我们。
The Lord has bought us at a price.
他在我们身上有这样的主权。
Therefore, He has the sovereignty in us.
我们是他的奴仆。
We are His slaves.
所以我们单单将自己奉献给他。
Solely, we would offer ourselves to Him.
但是这样的道理讲给你听，你觉得冷冰冰、硬邦邦，没有味道。
But if I simply share this kind of teaching to you, you feel it's cold, it's so boring.
所以这样的奉献不出来。
So you say I cannot consecrate myself.
在这样奉献的基础上，你必须有一个奉献的动机。
Therefore, upon this foundation, you also need to have the motive.
那么奉献的动机是什么呢？
And what is the motive of your consecration?
就是保罗下面说的，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That is what Paul says here. I beseech you by the mercies of God.
所以更准确的翻译应该翻译成，我以神的恩慈劝你们。
The more accurate rendering should be, I beseech you by the loving kindness of God.
什么叫做神的恩慈呢？
What is His loving kindness?
就是看见神在我们身上因恩典他怜悯我们所做的。
Because we have seen what He has done in us according to His compassion, His mercy.
就是他对我们的爱。
That is His love.
所以第五章里面说，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Therefore, in chapter 5, we read that the Holy Spirit has poured out the love of God upon us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督为我们死，神的爱就显明出来。
Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and the love of God has now been demonstrated.
在我们身上有主权，那个是基础，那个是不会改变的。
God has sovereignty over us. That's the foundation. That's unchangeable.
但是更重要的，我们里面能够有一团火烧起来，这成为我们奉献的动机。
But what's more important is that in us there should be this fire being kindled to serve Him.
我们蒙神的爱浇灌了，我们得着明白神的恩慈了，我们就愿意将自己奉献给他。
We have been poured out by His love. We now understand His loving kindness. Therefore, we have this motive to offer ourselves to Him.
弟兄姊妹，这两者必须要平衡的。
But brothers and sisters, these two have to be balanced.
根基基础不能改变。
The foundation will never change.
但是如果没有这样的动机，这基础永远实行不出来。
But without this kind of motive, then this foundation will never be carried out.
我举一个例子给你说，你就明白。
Let me give you an example, then you will understand it.
跟小夫妻两个刚刚结婚了。
Now a newlywed couple.
今天这种情形不多，我们姑且说这个做丈夫的出去工作。
We would just make it like this. This husband goes out to work to earn money.
赚钱来养这个家。
In order to support this family.
这个做姊妹的在家里面持家照顾家里面的一切。
So the wife would be staying at home and taking care of the household.
这个先生去上班赚钱很辛苦。
So the husband works hard to go out to work to earn money.
到了吃晚饭的时候，下班的时候，这个太太预备晚餐是理所当然。
So it's rightly so. At evening, the wife should prepare meals.
因为他是夫妻嘛。
Because they are a couple.
因为你们结婚的嘛。
Because they are married.
所以这是他做晚饭的那个基础。
So the she does have the foundation that she's supposed to prepare meals.
她好像是应该去做这个。
This is something she's supposed to do.
但弟兄姊妹，光是这个应该，你心里面痛快不痛快？
Brothers and sisters, if you just have this kind of foundation, would you be fully satisfied?
你看了时间到了。
Well, time is up.
左等右等，这个先生不回家。
You wait more and more, and then still the husband hasn't come back.
你不知道发生了什么事情。
Then you start worrying what's going on.
他另一个电话。
And a phone call.
哎呀，等到后来终于回家来了。
And the wife would be waiting for phone calls, and finally the husband comes in.
一进了门，这个先生气急败坏。
And this husband was desperate.
哎呀，今天老板又给我们加班。
and think that, oh, my boss asked me to work
more.
And we went through all kinds of meetings just as in church.
哎呀, 我今天累死了。
Oh, I'm just beat up.
你晚餐做好了没有?
Is dinner ready?
太太说, 我等你, 没有你的消息,
so the wife said, oh, I've been waiting and waiting, but you have never let me know when you're coming home, so I haven't started yet.
先生气得不得了, 领带一解, 衣服一脱,
and her husband was so mad, and he took off the bow and the jacket and took off his shoes.
那么你快去做饭, 我看看电视, 就坐在电视前面看起电视。
So he would say, no, go prepare dinner. I'll have to sit down before the TV. I want to watch it. Now, this wife is supposed to prepare dinner. So she goes into the kitchen.
但是弟兄姊妹,你想,
brother and sister, what kind of feeling do you suppose this woman would have?
洗菜的时候,
as she is washing vegetables. Oh, she would say, oh, if better, I could wash up your brain.
切菜的时候,
and while and she's chopping,
切切切,
and she probably would say, oh, if only I could chop you over.
她有这一个做菜的基础, 她应该,
now, this woman has a very foundation that she should prepare meals, but she's not happy at all.
但若是在这个夫妻之间满了爱,
however, if there is a love among these couples,
这个做先生的在去办公室, 我今天要稍微晚一点点回来,
the husband at work would call his wife saying, oh, I would be late tonight.
哎呀, 但是我巴不得快快回来, 我一天都没有看到你, 好想你哦,
but I miss you so much. I just wish I could come back early.
结果一下了班之后, cell phone一打开, 我现在上车了,
and right after he gets out of the company, he would call his cell phone.
我现在下 freeway了, 马上到家了,
and saying, oh, I'm coming off the highway. I will be home very soon.
一个进了门了之后, 到了家里面, 一进门之后,
once he entered the door,
哎呀, 我买了一朵花送给你,
here, it's the bouquet of flowers for you.
哎呦, hug 一下, 亲一亲,
and he would hug her and kiss her.
你想这个太太心里面什么感觉呢?
What do you suppose a woman would feel?
哎呀, 可怜的, 你好累了, 去休息休息,
oh, my poor, my dear one, you're such a poor thing, that have a good rest.
我给你倒一杯 orange juice.
I'll give you a glass of orange juice.
我是佛罗里达来的, 所以我要倒 orange juice.
Because I'm from Florida, so I would give a glass of orange juice.
你先休息一下,
have a rest.
你先休息一下, 我去做饭,
now rest well, I'm going to prepare dinner.
哎呀, 现在洗菜就不一样了,
now when she washes the vegetables,
洗热潮一我魂, 如海涛浪滚滚,
it's like just the waves of joy and happiness roll over me.
哎呀, 现在炒菜不一样了,
and well, she's cooking, it's also different.
越炒菜越开心,
the more she cooks, the more happier she becomes.
酱油的, 麻油的, 橄榄油的, 都倒进去,
and she was putting all kinds of oil, soy sauce, olive oil.
花椒粉的, 五香粉的, 什么, 辣椒粉的, 都倒进去,
hot pepper, hot pepper, spices, all kinds of spices she would add.
那个也倒一点, 这个也倒一点,
and she would add in a dish of this, a little bit of that.
就是一看, 糟糕, 肥皂粉也倒进去,
and she probably said, oh my goodness, I put in the soap powder.
哎呀, 没有关系, 又营养, 又卫生,
but then she would say, oh, but that's okay. It's sanitary, it's also very nutritional.
弟兄姊妹, 你有这个应该之外, 如果有这样的爱, 这个家里面情形就完全不一样。
Brothers and sisters, besides this duty, if there is love also, the whole scenario is different.
我们跟神的关系也是这样。
This is how our relationship to our God.
传道人一天到晚说, 你要奉献, 要奉献, 要奉献。
As preachers say this day unto day, that you need to consecrate yourself.
你要为主而活, 为主而活, 为主而活。
Live for the Lord, live for the Lord.
我们听都听腻掉了。
And we're so sick of hearing this.
你出教堂就忘掉了。
The moment we get out of the building, forget it.
然后算是, 如果你明白神的爱,
however, if you do understand the love of God,
你知道他爱我们,
you know He loves us.
为我们献上那挽回祭,
He has offered this propitiation for us to bring us before God.
我们的奉献就有了一个动力。
Then now we have this motive to consecrate ourselves.
所以保罗说, 我以神的恩慈来劝你们。
Therefore, Paul says, I beseech you by the loving kindness of God.
保罗没有说, 我命令你们。
Never did Paul say, I commanded you.
保罗没有说, 我定规你们。
Or I planned this out for you.
保罗说, 我以神的恩慈劝你们,
but instead he says, I beseech you by the loving kindness of God. If only we could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit here, everyone.
圣灵在爱中说, 你们来, 你们来。
Holy Spirit in His love says, come, every one of you.
神在我们身上有主权,
God has sovereignty in us.
但他不愿意执行这个主权,
but He does not want to carry out the sovereignty.
他愿意我们甘心情愿地把主权交给他。
But instead, He wants us to offer our autonomy to Him willingly and cheerfully, confessing His sovereignty in us.
这是我们奉献的基础, 也是我们奉献的动机。
So this is the foundation and the motive of our consecration.
第三个我们要说到奉献的意义。
Thirdly is the meaning of consecration.
奉献是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to consecrate yourself?
保罗说奉献的意思就是献祭。
That simply means to offer yourself as sacrifice.
保罗说你们献上身体当作活祭。
So present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
什么叫做祭呢?
What is a sacrifice?
我们就回到利未记的第一章里头。
Let's come back to chapter 1 of Leviticus.
我没有时间读, 但我简单的给弟兄姊妹说明那个情形。
Now, although we do not have time to read chapter 1, I would like just to explain it to you very briefly.
神从会幕里面向人呼召。
God called man from the tabernacle.
说你们要向我献祭, 就从牛群和羊群中来献祭。
Bring to me offerings from the herd and from the flock.
所以这个人就从他的牛群羊群中选了一头牲口。
Therefore, this a man would pick up a sacrifice animal from his flock or his fold. And from where he lives in his tabernacle, he would his tent would go to the entrance of the tabernacle.
在那个地方将牲口交给利未人。
And then he would give this animal to the Levites.
他们检查过这牲口以后，就把牲口宰了。
After Levites examined the animal, then he would sacrifice it, killed it.
就把皮剥了,
and peel the skin.
这肉筷子切了,
and cut it into chunks.
把内脏清洗了,
clean the intestines.
完全放在那个柴火上, 在祭坛上就烧掉,
now totally put them on the altar and on the woods, and the fire would burn them up.
这是如何将祭品向神献祭的情形。
And this is the situation how the animal sacrifices would be brought to be sacrificed.
那保罗说我们奉献给神就是当作一个祭品交给神的手里。
And Paul says that we are just like that sacrifice being offered to God.
奉献的意义就是作为一个祭品。
To offer yourself simply to become the offering sacrifice.
作为祭品什么意思呢?
And what does it mean?
我觉得有两点我们特别要注意的。
So there are two points we need to pay attention to.
第一点就是这一个牛或者这个羊它的地位改变了。
The first thing is that the very stance of this sheep or this ox has been changed. Originally, they stayed in the fold, in the stall.
当主人选选选看中他的时候,
and their master would be picking and then finally chose this one.
他就成了一个祭品。
So this one became this animal sacrifice. Therefore, it needs to leave its stall or the fold.
被带到祭坛的面前,
and being brought before the altar. Therefore, the position has been changed.
弟兄姊妹, 我们一个奉献的人,
brothers and sisters, as a consecrated person,
你知道我们的地位改变,
do you know that our positions have changed?
我们原来是属于世界里面的人,
originally, we belong to the world.
今天我们是被神拯救出来,
now we have been saved by God.
他将我们放在基督里头,
He has placed us in Christ.
但是我们要承认一件事实,
however, we need to commit one thing.
就是我今天实在是在基督里面,
today, indeed, I am in Christ.
I'm
willing to abide in Him.
我的地位已经改变,
I have to confess that my position has been changed. And this is the very first point to become a sacrifice. The secondly, not only your positions change, but the very usage of this oxen is changed.
它原来在主人的手里。
Originally, it's in the hand of its master.
主人可以用它去耕田。
So the master could use it to plow the ground.
主人可以用它去拖车。
Or to pull carts.
主人可以用它去负重。
Or to bear heavy loads.
但是现在这一个牛不能再做这些事情。
However, this ox can no longer do things like this.
它是单单的被带到祭坛那里去被献为祭。
So it is being brought to the altar to be sacrificed.
所以它的用途改变了。
Therefore,its uses has been changed.
弟兄姊妹，我们奉献给神，我们的用途也改变。
Brothers and sisters, as we offer ourselves to our God, our usage in God is also changed.
我们原来是为自己而活。
Originally, we live for ourselves.
为我们的家人而活。
For our family members.
为我们个人的需要而活。
For our personal needs.
为我们自己的理想而活。
Or even for our own aspirations.
但是现在那不再是我们的用途。
But none of those is our usage now.
我们今天是单单为主而活。
Today,solely we live for the Lord.
让主从我们活出来。
So that the Lord can actually live out from us.
我们用途不一样。
So the usage has been changed.
在你信主的昨天。
So yesterday when you believe in the Lord.
你做你的电脑的工作。
Before you believe in the Lord, yesterday maybe you're still doing your computer work or being a doctor, a nurse.
现在你是得救了。
Now you have been saved.
得救以后的第二天。
The second day after you're saved,
你仍然做你的电脑的工作。
You continue to do your computer work.
你仍然做医生和护士。
Continue to be a nurse or doctor.
但是原来你是为自己在那里做。
But before you work for yourself.
你为自己开展一番的事业。
You're trying to expand your own career.
地位能够做得更高，钱能够赚得更多。
So you could hold a higher position and earn more money.
现在你仍然这样做。
Now you do the same thing.
但是用途改变。
However, the very usage is different.
现在是在你工作的岗位上来荣耀你的神。
Now, on the very place where you work, you are glorifying God.
假如我们有这样的一个认识和看见。
Now, if we have this kind of understanding and apprehension, that we do not belong to the world.
我今天是在基督里面。
But instead, we're in Christ.
我不再是为自己而活。
No longer do I live for myself.
我是要荣耀我的神。
But to glorify my God.
这样你就是一个奉献的人。
Then you are a consecrated person.
这样你是一个祭品。
Then you are a sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在仍然是活在为自己而活吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you still living for yourselves?
主让我们仍然在世界里头，但是他说我们不属于世界。
The Lord allows us to be in the world. However, he says we are not of this world.
但是难处就是今天我们多数的弟兄姊妹们仍然为自己而活。
The problem is that most of our brothers and sisters are still living for themselves today.
世界上的一切仍然是我们人生的目标。
Everything in the world continues to be the very pursuit of goal in our life.
因为我们不明白这个，我们没有奉献。
Because we do not understand this, we do not offer ourselves to God.
在新加坡有一个弟兄。
In Singapore, there was this brother.
这个传道人去看望他。
A preacher went to visit him.
就问他，你人生的目标是什么？
So the preacher asked him, what's the goal of your life?
年轻的弟兄说，很简单。
The young man said, well, very simple.
我人生的目标就是一二三四五。
My goal of my life is just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
一就是一个漂亮的太太。
One is to get a beautiful wife.
二就是两个可爱的孩子。
Two is to have two lovely children.
三就是有三个卧室的公寓。
Three is to have a three-bedroom apartment.
四就是有四个轮子的汽车。
Four is to have a car with four wheels.
五就是有五位数字的银行存款。
Five is to have a five-figure account in my bank.
传道人听了之后摇头啊。
So the preacher simply shook his head.
年轻的弟兄啊。
And he said, young man.
你还忘掉了一个六。
You forgot the number six.
就是六片木板做的棺材。
That is, your coffin is made of six pieces of wood.
弟兄姊妹，我们仍然活在世界里吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we still living in the world?
我们仍然为自己而活吗？
Are we still living for ourselves?
这样你不是一个奉献的人。
Then you are not a consecrated person.
这样的结果是把你带进世界的死亡里面去。
The end of you living like this simply leads you to death.
我们要知道我们是一个祭品。
We have to know we are sacrifices.
我们的地位改变。
Our position has been changed.
我们的用途也改变。
And our usage has also been changed.
我们知道了奉献的基础。
Now we know the foundation of our consecration.
我们知道了奉献的动机。
And also the motive.
我们也知道了奉献的意义。
And also the meaning of the consecration.
那么奉献的对象是谁呢？
Then what's the object of our consecration?
保罗说，是神所喜悦的。
Paul says it is acceptable to God. So do not be conformed to the world. Therefore, our consecration is to God. God is the one who wants to gain us.
不再是跟随世界的那个模式,
so that we will not be conformed to the pattern of the world.
那么弟兄姊妹, 既然是奉献给神,
Beloved, since you are offering yourself to God,
保罗说是神所喜悦的,
Paul says that this is acceptable to God.
是圣洁的, 是特别分别出来的,
it's holy, it's set apart.
所以一切就要根据神的话,
therefore, everything has to be done according to the word of God.
我们再回到利未记第一章,
now, let's come back to Leviticus chapter 1.
神说若有人要奉献祭物给我,
God says that if anyone wants to offer sacrifice to me,
就要从牛群, 羊群中来献祭,
you have to offer the animals from your flock and from your herd.
所以神既然这样说,
therefore, since God says so, then this is how we should do it.
奉献, 既然神是我们的对象, 我们就不能够凭自己的思想和意愿,
since God is the object of our offering, then we should not do it according to our own will or our own thoughts.
你不能到你自己的羊圈看, 这些羊群都不太肥壮,
you should not go to your fold and think, none of the flock is fat enough.
羊群这么小小的,
the sheep is so little.
哎呀, 我爱神爱得这样,
but I love my God so much.
我要献得比邻居所献的都更好,
I have to offer something better than that offered by my neighbors.
那时候我就献一头大骆驼给神,
so I would like to offer a camel to my God.
弟兄姊妹可不可以?
Brother and sister, could it be done?
神就这样说,
God has never said so, so you should never do it.
神说你们奉献的时候不可以献驴子,
when God says when you make offering, you do not offer donkeys. When they left Egypt, they said so.
但是你说我这头驴子很强壮,
God says so, but you said, well, my donkey is so strong.
可以背负很多的重担,
it could carry so many heavy loads.
这是我最宝贵的,
and this is my very precious
因为我的感觉,
one.
我奉献给神,
so by my own feeling, I want to offer it to God.
当然这是不可以,
of course, it cannot be done.
所以我们就看见说, 我们奉献给神, 必须根据神自己的话,
therefore, we know that when we make offerings, this has to be done according to His word.
所以保罗说, 不要效法世界,
therefore, Paul says, do not be conformed to the world.
效法的那个字的意思就是世界是一个模子, 不要照
that's to say that this world is a mold. Do not do things according to this mold. Today, as we live in His presence, our problem is we have been conformed to the world. We have brought the patterns of the world and offer them to God.
弟兄姊妹, 奉献要得神的喜悦, 这样是不可以的,
brothers and sisters, when you offer yourself, you are to please Him. This is not acceptable.
我们要记得, 既然我们受的世界这么多污染,
we have to remember, since we are so defiled by the world,
我们怎么样能够合适地让神喜悦我们的奉献呢?
How could we properly offer things to Him that would be acceptable to Him?
下面就说到奉献的途径,
now next we will talk about the path to the offering.
就是需要利未人好好地把我们处理一下,
that is, a Levite have to deal with, to make some dealing here.
你看那头牛被带到利未人的面前,
you see, when an ox was brought before a Levite,
利未人要把它宰了,
the Levite has to kill it,
皮要剥了,
peel the skin,
肉要切了,
and cut the meat into chunks,
内脏要洗了,
and clean the intestines.
有很精密, 很确实的一步一步的手续,
very detailed, accurate procedures are decreed.
弟兄姊妹, 我们既是祭品,
brothers and sisters, since we are the sacrifices, you have to note your natural conditions.
你们觉得我们的皮也很硬啊?
Have you ever thought that our skin is very hard?
你们觉得我们的肉筷子, 肉体里面也很深很腥啊?
Do you know that our flesh is so raw and stinking?
我们自己往里头看看, 我们的内脏是不是也很污秽啊?
Take a look at inside yourselves. Do you feel your intestines are filthy?
我们实在是很硬的人,
we are hard-hearted people.
我们在教会里面彼此见面都面带笑容和和气气,
as we meet our brothers and sisters at the church, we seem to be very friendly, smiling.
但等传道人在讲台上讲了一句什么话的时候, 高兴, 一不高兴, 转头就走了,
but as if the preacher is standing there and preaches something unpleasant to your ears, then you just right away stand up and take off. Saying, I will never come to this church anymore. Why so? Because our hearts are so hard. The moment something touches, this is your natural reaction. In ordinary days, you know, everybody is friendly, but once we sit down to serve God, we have different opinions, different thoughts. When we have conflict with each other, we just become very agitated. I attended the co-workers' meetings a lot, and I just witnessed all the filing, all the squabbling, all the quarreling. Some people even pounded on the table and left.
弟兄姊妹为什么会这样?
Brother and sister, why is so?
这样子脾气的人, 神能不能用我们?
Can God use a person with this kind of temperament?
就是为什么那个牲口, 皮要剥, 肉要切, 内脏要洗?
And this is why a sacrificed animal skin has to be peeled, intestines have to be cleaned,
你记得,
and meat has to be chopped.
你记得摩西吗?
Do you recall Moses?
摩西的父亲是利未人?
His father is a Levite.
摩西的母亲是利未人?
His mother is a Levite.
所以他自己纯粹是一个利未的血在里面。
So he has the pure Levitical blood.
那个埃及法老的女儿看见说, 这是一个希伯来人的孩子。
So Pharaoh's daughter saw him and she said, well, this is a child of a Hebrew.
但是等到40年在皇宫里面出来, 变成一个埃及人。
40 years after he stayed in the palace, he became an Egyptian.
他道道地地成了一个埃及人。
And inside out, he has become an Egyptian.
他被世界的模子磨成那个样。
He had been conformed to the world.
所以神要把他放到旷野里面去40年的时间。
Therefore, God had to place him in the wilderness for 40 years.
在那地方剥削他。
And there, God was dealing with him, stripping him,
在那地方改变他。
Changing him.
让他成为一个可以用的人,
so that Moses could become a useful person.
所以我们求神怜悯我们,
we ask God to be merciful to us.
叫我们身上除去我们身上的世界,
so strip off all the worldliness in us.
这是很痛苦的,
it's such a painful thing.
所以我们弟兄说的那十字架的工作,
that's what our brother said. This is the work of the cross.
让我们每一个奉献的人在神的面前皮剥一剥, 肉切一些。
So be a consecrated person before God. Let God peel your skin and also chop off your meat and then put it on the altar to burn. And this is the pathway to consecration. So you could become a sacrifice acceptable to God. Now, after a sacrifice is being dealt with, and what's the result of the consecration? That is transformation. Therefore, Paul continues to say to be renewed in your mind. After the priest cut the meat into chunks and wash them off,
就把放在祭坛上, 放在柴火上, 把它拼回去那个牛原来的样子,
but the priest have to put the cut meat back into the original format and then put them on the wood on the altar.
然后点了火, 让它慢慢地烧,
and then just kindle the fire and the sacrifice would be burned slowly.
那么犹太人, 以色列人, 他们是早晨献燔祭, 黄昏献燔祭。
Israelites would offer burnt offerings in the morning and at twilight.
所以那个祭品在那火上慢慢地烧, 可能烧一个对时。
And so the sacrifice on the altar would be burned slowly.
我们看见慢慢在火上烧的结果, 那一个牛就变样子。
And we could see that as the fire burned, that the ox, the animal on the altar had been changed. It had no relationship with its master. And said goodbye to his company.
活生生跳蹦会跳会蹦的那个牛现在慢慢在那里变化。
And the ox who was lively and skating about, now it's being changed.
经过长时间在那里焚烧的结果最后成了一堆灰。
Eventually would become a heap of ash after all this time of burning.
这是一个奉献的结果。
And this is the outcome of your consecration.
原来那一个肉体里面生的那个新的那个野的那个变样子。
that which is in your flesh is wild, is insubordinate, is unnatural, is not has been changed. Now when people look at you, you are just a heap of ashes.
什么是灰啊?
What is ash?
你在家里面烧 fireplace, 你就知道灰是最后没有用的东西。
You know the ash is the useless thing.
最后就拿出去倒掉。
You have to simply take it out and then put it away.
对世界来看, 我们奉献的人都浪费了,都没有用了。
So to the world, we who are consecrated to God are useless people without any purpose. Paul says that we are the scum of the world. It's a refuse of among men. Some people ask me, do you play basketball?
我在高中的时候,初中的时候,中大学的时候,打很多的篮球。
Yes, I did play basketball in high school, in college, in middle school.
我们有一帮哥们,我们常常在一起打篮球。
I have some buddies, we play basketball all the time.
我们那个球队还打得不错呢。
And my team was pretty good also.
我几乎就进了高雄的职业球员。 I almost become a professional in Kaohsiung.
I almost became a professional athlete in Kaohsiung.
所以我们这些哥们都处得很都非常亲密。
So all our buddies were very close.
到了美国来之后,
but when I came to the States,
许多年没有见面,
we hadn't seen each other for quite a while.
慢慢他们就听见了,
and then gradually they heard this news.
那个丁某人信了耶稣,
and this person has believed in Jesus.
那个丁某人在教会里面讲道,
and the Dean has become a preacher.
那个丁某人工作不做了,
and he quit his job.
有一天他有个哥来见我,
so one of my buddies one day came to see me.
跑到Orlando来见我的时候他说,
he came to Orlando.
你功课原来那么好的,
and he said to me, you are so good academically.
现在为什么研究工作不做?
Why do you give up on your research job?
研究工作做得很好的,
you're doing so well at work.
在日本在英国都有一点名声的,
and you're pretty famous in Japan, in England.
为什么把这些都放弃了?
Why did you give it up on all?
我就给他讲一点耶稣的事情。
So I share with him on the things of Jesus.
他听了之后就摇头。
And after he heard it, he just shook his head.
拍着他大腿说,
and he tapped his thigh.
老丁啊, 怎么搞成这个样子吗?
He said, oh man, how did you become like this?
弟兄姊妹,你明白吗?
Brother and sister, do you understand this?
世界上人看我们都是成一堆灰。
When the world looks at us, we're just a heap of ashes. Our original forms have been changed.
但是,
but
in the
whole process of transformation,
那个馨香的气就上升,
the aroma comes up.
那馨香的气就达到神的面前,
and the sacrifice with full of aroma ascends to God. So that it pleases God.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, this is our purpose of our life.
为了这一个缘故,
for this reason, we will be going through all the agony of the dealing of the cross.
我愿意说,
we will be saying that the world is crucified to me.
我对世界也钉在十字架上,
and to me, the world is crucified.
一切都为了我的事,
everything is for our Lord.
这样你就看见你奉献的目的,
now you see the very purpose of your consecration here.
使你能够查验神纯全善良和喜悦的旨意,
so that you could approve what is that good, perfect, pleasing will of God.
我就让我们能够明白神要什么,
so we understand what is that God wants.
就看见就能够明白神要我怎么样跟随他,
and also we will understand in what way God wants me to follow him.
神要我怎么样做一个福音的祭司来服侍他,
how we can become a priest of the gospel of God to serve him.
我刚才不是说有三层吗?
Didn't we mention that there are three levels of calling?
都知道了, 我们都是福音的祭司, 人人都是耶稣基督的仆人。
We know that we are all the bond servants of Jesus Christ and the priests of the God's gospel.
但是也许你今天对你那特别的呼召或者特定的呼召还不清楚,
but today maybe you're not that clear on your special or specific calling yet.
那么你要做一个奉献的人。
Then first you have to offer yourselves to God.
把你自己的主权交给神。
Give your autonomy to the Lord.
承认他在你身上的主权。
And confess His sovereignty.
承认他是你的主。
Confess that He is your Lord.
让他来带领你。
Let Him lead you.
当你这样的奉献的时候。
When you offer yourself to Him in such a way.
他就使你能够查验神纯全善良和喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to approve what is the good, perfect, pleasing will of God.
当我们将自己奉献给神，神就喜悦我们。
When we offer ourselves to Him, God takes delight in us.
他就把他的旨意为我们打开。
And He unfolds His will to us.
让我们认识那是可喜悦的旨意。
So that we could understand that is the acceptable will of His.
我们求神借着罗马书十二章的这个图画。
We pray to God that through the picture in Romans 12,
让我们做一个福音的祭司。
We will all become priests of the gospel of God.
知道我们首先来献这宝贵的活祭。
So that we will know, first of all, we will present this precious living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Holy, acceptable to the Lord.
求神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His own words.
激励我们从这里离开了以后。
So, after we leave this place.
在这里每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个家庭都是奉献的。
Let every brother and sister, every family here, will become the priest to consecrate yourself.
从我们这个家，神的见证就流露出去。
So from us, from our family, the Lord's testimony will simply flow out.
让我们低头祷告。
Your head bow, please, let's pray.
主为福音的好处，我们感谢你。
Lord, for the very prophets of all the gospel of God, we just give thanks to you.
你爱我们，为我们舍己。
You loved us and gave yourself for us.
为我们献上那挽回祭。
You have offered yourself as a propitiation.
主啊，我们还有什么保留的呢？
Lord, what should we hold up for ourselves?
求你在圣灵中得着我们。
Oh, may you in your Holy Spirit gain all of us.
让我们看见奉献的基础。
So that we could see the foundation of our consecration.
承认你的主权。
Confessing your sovereignty in us.
也看见奉献的动机。
And also see the very motive of our consecration.
被你的爱火感动。
So that your love will simply touch us.
叫我们将自己交给主。
That we would be willing to present ourselves to you.
让我明白你在我们身上的旨意。
So that we would understand your will in us.
那引领我们这一生的道路。
To lead us all our heavenly journey.
让我们一直做福音的祭司。
Always we will become the priests of the gospel of God.
献祭成为圣洁，得你的悦纳。
To offer sacrifices wholly acceptable to you.
谢谢我们的主。
We really thank our Lord.
愿你在我们身上得着荣耀。
May you be glorified in us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.